Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Fairy's Curse by Rachel Morgan. Narrated by Ariel Delisle. Part 1. Chapter 1. Glittering beach sand crunches beneath my boots as I walk hand in hand with a 5-year-old fairy girl toward the palm grove that conceals her father's home. It's late in the evening, and a million scattered stars illuminate our path up the beach and away from the waves. The pain shoots through my right ankle, the result of skidding across a wet deck while being chased by a band of pirates, causes me to limp, and the gash below my ears is no doubt oozing blood into my golden hair. Not the best way to present myself to fairy nobility, but all in all, I'd say it was a successful rescue mission. Unfortunately, it isn't the rescue mission I wish it was. Chase, the man who was once Lord Draven, the man I found myself falling for despite the things he's done, is still chained in a secret dungeon beneath the Seelie Palace. His own mother made a deal with the guild, trading his life for her freedom. It's been a week. An entire torturous week since he was taken, and we're no closer to breaking into the Seelie Palace. Tonight's mission, however, will change that. Elsie tugs my hand and says,
"This is where you throw the gem."
I smile down at her. "Thanks for the reminder." From my jacket pocket, I remove the red gemstone I was given earlier. I throw it between the trees ahead of us as we continue walking. Layers of glamour magic begin to peel themselves away. The palm trees vanish, sand filters into the ground as lush grass and tiny flowers take its place, and a ruby-studded stone path appears beneath our feet. At the end of the path rises the grandiose home of Baron Westhold. Elsie reaches down and plucks a star-shaped yellow flower from